A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Light rain in Provo. It's broken clouds and 85 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A huge step backward in Orem and Provo. They're going back to orange Thursday after a spike in COVID-19 cases. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the amount of positive cases in Utah County is 23%, while the rest of the state would sit at only 10. Provo and Orem make up more than half of Utah County's case number. Governor Gary Herbert says the new restrictions will limit the number of people in a single group and will also limit people at restaurants and buffets.
Governor Herbert says he still doesn't believe a statewide mask mandate would be the right move, considering that over a dozen counties are in the green category. So what does this move to orange mean for Provo and Orem? KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer continues our team coverage.
For businesses, this means they can open but operate under strict guidelines. For example, dine-in can happen but only 10 guests at a time. Gatherings can have only 20 people or fewer. You're encouraged to keep up that 6 feet physical distancing and wearing your mask. The risk level also asks you to stay home more frequently and limit your out-of-state travel. The State Department of Health is making one exception to this risk category. Team sports can go on, but you can't have any people watching.
That means the first two BYU home football games will have no fans in the stands. Same story for high school games. The Alpine School District says the change to Code Orange should not impact things in the classroom. Spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says the district has 3 high schools, 3 middle schools, and 15 elementary schools in Orem. One of them, Timpanogos High, which is already on a modified schedule.
We're also watching other schools in the Orem area, but currently it's Timpanogos who is on a hybrid. The rest will be continuing on our identified plan, which is face-to-face.
Bird says they're keeping a close eye on the number of cases at Orem High School, but no changes have been made there yet. The Davis School District says it's going to hold an emergency board meeting tomorrow to talk about its plans for changing away from the hybrid system. KSL News Time 602, our coverage continues with Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, even before they knew they were going to Orange, the presidents of Brigham Young and Utah Valley University sent a letter to students urging them to stay home when possible and stop having large social gatherings. Both presidents called the current spike of cases among college-age students in Utah County alarming and unacceptable. Of today's new cases, 230 of them were from people in between 15 and 24 years old. And now this means no football for BYU students. The change to Orange means no fans in the stands for the two home football games, and the same goes for some high school games as well. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson supports a mandate for wearing masks statewide. She told David Jajanovic this morning the risk of spreading coronavirus is just as high in a rural store as it is in an urban area, and young people shouldn't feel like they're exempt.
It'll go a long way if the youth of our community throughout our state are wearing masks once they're outside of school. I think we can see cases stabilize.
Wilson says the masks have demonstrated they can limit the spread of the virus. And how's this for some context? The nation's death toll from coronavirus is just under what the population of Salt Lake City is, 200,000. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the nation passing that grim milestone today. Today, 2,000 U.S. flags are flying near the Washington Memorial, each marking 100 lives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling those deaths a tragedy.
This was preventable, not all of it, but much of it. And what could be lost in the future is preventable, too, if we embrace science.
Meantime, Democrats are introducing a bill aimed at eliminating political interference in the country's coronavirus response. The move coming after the CDC walked back advice it had posted concerning novel coronavirus transmission. Now, Senator Patty Murray says the STOP Act stands for Science and Transparency Over Politics.
The STOP Act, which we introduced today, says enough is enough. Families and communities are looking for accurate information about how to make the right decision for themselves and their loved ones.
Murray says families should be able to trust what they hear from their health department. And a week after going to the White House to ask for help, today airline executives are on Capitol Hill to plead their case.
Save our jobs and save our jobs today. We need to see that come together. The industry's in dire straits.
Two Republican senators have introduced a bill to give the airlines $28 billion to pay their employees. The fate of that bill is uncertain. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Supreme Court, the pandemic, and the economy are just a few of the topics the two presidential candidates will be debating 1 week from tonight. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Moderator Chris Wallace announcing the six topics he'll grill President Trump and Joe Biden on in their first presidential debate slated for the 29th. The topics include the records for Mr. Trump and Biden, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in cities, and the integrity of the election. Each topic will be a 15-minute segment. Tuesday marks the first of three presidential debates. It starts at 7 local time from Cleveland. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
And a quick check on traffic with Ricky Meese. Are we seeing trouble spots?
Well, we're seeing improvement. That's the good news. In fact, southbound I-15, where it was heavy and slow, Murray to Midvale, gone. And we're seeing better speeds on Pioneer Crossing, and that's both directions between I-15 and Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, are you feeling happy? Utah's one of the happiest places in America, and we have the proof. Stay here for My Minute.
Hello, world, in a song. Singing. Come on, get happy.
I had to. It's the Partridge Family. Come on.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.